night comes a fall. Did anyone hear you call as you drove your Volvo into a canal? Oh, this is it. I love you, but I'm nowhere else to go. I'm a depressio. I'm a depressio.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
Seven in Budigi.
Been watching Lion King.
No.
All right, yeah, cool.
Welcome to the Depressed CEO podcast. Episode 5, right?
Episode 5. We made it, guys. We made it. Episode 5.
Thank you.
5 episodes, 5 Jackson kids, 1 paedophile.
You decide.
You decide.
Who wins?
Who wins? So yeah, all right,
we've arrived. Yeah. Well done.
What have you been up to then, mate? Any stories or anything from
to be fair, we've got quite a few stories to
the last 7 days.
We've got actually quite a few stories to tell. So annoying. Are you referring to, do you know what specifically? Which one?
No, I if you've got a few stories to tell, then make sure you tell them all.
Well, fucking hell, sirens outside. Popo coming for me.
Popo.
Jesus. What, Pirate Radio. mate, I broke down last week, didn't I? Not mentally.
Emotionally. Well, it was a bit of both, wasn't it, though, to be fair?
I put petrol in my diesel car. And it was only a squirt, don't mind. But, yeah, you know, squirt. I was on my way back home. I was still an hour away after doing the podcast. And, you know, I wasn't really concentrating. And it was late at night. It was like 12 o'clock at night. So I just went to the petrol pump and just squirted the tiniest bit of petrol in my car. 0.29 litres, to be specific. And I proceeded to shit myself in the car. Not physically, not actually shit myself. But actually shit myself for 4 hours. I didn't dare move.
Can we just say how awful that would have been if you'd done that, then got into your car, physically shit yourself,
yep,
and then had to have the tank pumped by somebody from the AA. Imagine somebody from the AA turning up to just you in a car covered in your own shit.
Have you seen that guy, that prankster who like does that kind of shit where he will call people out but he's filled his like tank full of beans?
I haven't.
He's like an Australian prankster guy, and what he'll do is he got this computer repairman to like come look at his PC, and he filled his PC with beans. And the bloke was like, mate,
there's beans in this.
You've got beans. And he's like, what are you talking about?
I've got beans?
Yeah. But no, I didn't do that. No. It would have been weird. No, but I proceeded to sit in my car for 4 hours and shit myself. So, yeah. I mean, the thing was, the guy at the petrol station that I was at a Londis. It was 24 hours.
Bless them.
Shout out that Londis. Not going to give away where they are, but I'm going to go back there tonight.
Yeah.
On my way home, and yeah. I'm going to go, ha-ha.
I'm all right,
you
mate.
Said, because them guys said that, yeah, I wouldn't do that. I said, I would not do that. I would not, like, because I said, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm just going to fill it up with diesel, the rest of it with diesel.
Yeah, yeah.
Which most people now, after the fact, says, like, oh, yeah, just, mate, you squirt a little bit. And everyone's like, right. If you've got a fucking other way around, mate, if you fucking put diesel in a petrol engine, and you're fucked.
Ah, you're fucking
hell. I'm pretty much an expert now on diesel and petrol engines.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask me anything.
You're basically a mechanic.
Mm.
If I fully salt burn my diesel with a petrol cock, then how many magnificent cum licks do I get?
17.
Oh, mate, fair enough. And you learned that, actually. You Googled that.
Absolutely. Certified. I'm a doctor. I have a doctorate in callbacks, baby.
You basically have a doctorate in fucking
mechanics.
Yeah. Well, you can be an honorary doctor. I did that right as well. An honorary doctor of petrol and diesel tanks. What?
I filled it up, and we are running safe. I just decided to brim her up to the brim with diesel. Yeah. Now I've been told.
Fill it to the brim.
So I bet people are listening, like, I've done that a million times. Don't worry about it.
On the bloody precipice of it.
We should tell that story someday.
On the bloody end of it.
Because we're making so many inside jokes. Like,
well, Sometimes, listen, if you've been to the precipice, then you know what the precipice is.
God, that's got to be my new movie poster design that we're doing, the precipice.
The precipice. Yeah,
here's
so
my last one I did.
So
clogged.
Can I?
They're in the pipes.
Can I just also say that I've voice noted you about this last night, but my wife Jess has genuinely had nightmares about that.
I'm going to bring this up they're full
in,
screen.
They're
now.
In the pipes. Because she's like, "What is it?" And I was like, "Well,
it's a new movie." I'm
I just basically I said to her, "What do you think it is?" They're in the pipes, and she was like, "But what's in the pipes?" He looks like he is the
what
pipe.
What do you think's in the pipes?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. I was like, "What do you think?" They're just in the pipes, aren't they? And she
I
was
love
like,
Jess a bit. So
she was like, I just need to understand. Like, is he the pipe? Like, just, what?
This is the reaction.
Because his
I
mouth
with.
Is the toilet.
Listen, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
And if I invoke emotion, then I've done my
that
job.
That is true art, to be fair. Yeah. She's like, are people shitting into his mouth? Is that
on?
What? Is that what? Is he the pipe? Do people shit into his mouth? Does he? Is he the pipe shit? Is he the? Or, oh, has he become the pipe?
I like to say it's up for interpretation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it could be anything, really, couldn't it? But you have actually legit given her nightmares. So well done. Good job,
cheers, mate.
Good job, mate.
No, seriously, good job there.
Cheers,
well done.
Mate.
Thank you.
So
clogged in the pipe. Out soon.
Yeah.
Clogged, they're in the pipes.
And unclogged your fuel tank, so you were just absolutely fine. You just basically had a little outing to a long...
4 hours. At 4 hours of that London.
You were dressed as... were you dressed as a basketballer at the time as
no,
well?
No, I
you...
didn't have my ADHD attire on.
You didn't have your
on,
ADHD
no.
uniform on.
No, I didn't have my ADHD uniform.
just the AA turning up to some man in full ADHD uniform with ear defenders on, shit himself in his...
A hat with a propeller on the top.
A hat with a propeller on the top. Just empty sweet wrappers everywhere. Just like fully,
I've got to stay stimulated all the time.
Fully stimming.
Mate, to be fair, if I had a hat with a helicopter on the top, I would have just flown away. Hey!
Just flown home. Fuck the Kia Rio, mate. I can stay here.
Fucking never leave that Kia Rio, man.
No.
She's been an absolute dream.
What's her name, though?
I don't know.
Did you not name this one?
We didn't. We named T-Pag, didn't we? To Bagatha.
What about Jazz?
Honda Jazz.
Jazz.
I don't know.
Jazzy had a name, didn't
No, we only named T-Pag.
Oh.
And I think you come up with that, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, one. To Bagatha.
T442PAG. Where is she now?
Yeah. Well, you could probably Google it. You can probably
see,
Google
it. Oh, if she's scrapped, then I'll be like...
Yeah, it'd be sad, that.
That'd be sad. Many memories in T-Pag. Remember when that... Who was his name? Come round because I locked the keys in the...
That was an unbelievable moment. And do you know what? They're the kind of CEOs that I respect.
Yes.
People that run their own businesses and their business is basic. Like, we'll tell the story. You locked your keys in your car.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we've all done
it. Yeah, exactly. It's possible. It's easily done. Less easily done if you've got a zapper. But just saying, you know, if your car sort of, you push the button in to lock it, you leave the key
that
in your jacket.
That man was a magician.
You close
the
boot
well.
Or whatever. Yeah. I mean, also you could do it because I can lock my car, but have the boot open, put my keys in my jacket and close the boot and then I'm fucked. It's done. The job's over. But there was like, after a few conversations with, was it someone's dad or was it your dad?
My dad, I think it was like my dad, my uncle knew a guy.
Yeah.
And
so, yeah.
And I think he bought like a dodgy radio off him back in like the '80s or something.
So he's like, there was a phone call.
Dealer.
There was a phone call from you made to your dad going, "I've just locked my keys in my car. What can I do?" And your dad was like, "Hold on, I think Uncle Dave knows someone."
Always someone who knows someone.
Rang Uncle Dave, and then yeah, you're only one step removed from someone who can break into your car to get your keys out.
Hey, didn't he fish it out with like a fucking?
He popped round to this. Like car park and just brought it was like a rolled out steel thing, wasn't it? You know, like what do you call them? Like a tape measure. It was almost like a tape measure. It was like a fucking steel thing. And
it's like he's been doing this like for years.
He just slotted it straight down the side of your fucking window.
It was jamming. It was there for a good 20 minutes, wasn't it, I think.
I mean, I seem to remember it being quite fast. What it was that he was doing, but he popped that bastard open like so quick, and I was like, "And this is your job?"
What,
just
what,
like,
what did I say? I dropped some money, and he, yeah, give me 40 quid or something like that.
Give me 40
like he
quid.
Just, he just was like, I know, like, that's great now, and I love that, you know, he told me what the price was. But most times it's just polite, just go, oh, don't worry about it, mate. And then the other guy goes, no, I have to give you something. But no, he was just straight up, give me 40 quid.
Do you reckon he bobs it on his tax return?
in cash, he said. He said, yeah, in cash,
40 quid in cash.
He went down the pub and spent it straight away.
You're like that. Can you invoice me, please? Can you send me a receipt for my tax return?
Yeah.
What's this? Your accountant's going, what's this 40 quid charge on it? Well, I had to get some guy out, didn't I? The marauder, we called him.
Oh, the marauder. Remember he come ragging it around? And I can't remember what car it was he fucking showed up in, but wherever you are now, what is Pete? Diesel Pete?
It wasn't, was it?
I think his name. I don't know why the name Diesel Pete
that's
is
someone
like
someone else. I think it
blow
was,
his name out. Probably
it was like 20. It was like 4 20-year-old men stood around in a car park around a 1998 Corsa.
I'm surprised nobody called the police.
Well, we were there for quite a while because we should just pop the window, should just smash that window in.
Just smash that window right in.
Smash that window in. And we'll just get home. And then, oh my God, it was so funny.
Were we close to smashing the window?
It was, I think we thought about doing it and like we'd come up with a plan of how to do it and everything. But then this, hold tight, Brizzo, for knowing such dodgy people, to be honest. But this is the thing as well, business networking. Brizzo is very business networked, isn't he, in the criminal underground of Boston, Lincolnshire.
Yeah, our first PC was off the back of a van.
Yeah.
And I had to punch it to turn it off. And that's legit. Like, it didn't turn off on its own anymore. There's a specific point that I had to just jab it. And I remember, do you remember your first
PC? You kids these days don't know how good you got it. In our day, you had to punch your PC to turn it off.
Your monitor was on top of your PC, and many kids won't.
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you had one of those fat CRT monitors, ones that take about 20 seconds to warm up because of the bulbs.
Genuinely, I think I might have got some kind of skin disease from exposure to those CRT monitors. They were not safe.
No,
the static.
The static.
My God, the best part of IT, best part of IT class, at the start of the class, everyone in an absolute chain from one side of the classroom to the other, all one person at the end touches the screen, the other person at the other end just gets ready to touch the person next to them, and then everyone links hands, all sort of touching the screen, passes it through the chain and electrocutes the person at the end of the chain.
You remember,
unbelievable.
At school, that blew your mind. It was like, what is
so
happening?
Good.
It was like, so this good. Is not real. This is like Marvel shit. This is like, I have the power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You feel like, the snap tune.
What about when they let you loose with Bunsen burners?
Oh, it was fucking so good. Yeah, no one was asked, were they? You just put your hand through the yellow flame, couldn't you? But you couldn't do that with the blue one.
You've reminded me, and I regret this severely, and I don't condone this whatsoever, but there was a lad at our school. His name was... I'm going to probably blurt his name out. But he had a tash. And, you know, when you're a kid, your moral compass is so fucked up. Like, you don't...
Yeah. His tash was so fucked
up. His tash pissed me off. Maybe I was like jealous or something.
But you could also, the thing is, you could grow a tash. He was like a 13, 14 year old kid with just one of those really ratty tashes, wasn't he? And he was a bit of a rat of a man.
I don't know him. Like, do you know what I mean? I could bring his, did I ever send you his, what is it when you like write like a sentence after you leave? And it's in a yearbook. We did that.
Most likely to be a fucking
and he wrote
shooter.
His own, he wrote his own sentence. And I can't.
That's
I'm
sad.
Gonna wait. I'm gonna wait because
is that because
I will
nobody
butcher this.
Is that because nobody else would write it or because
no.
You had
you
to
had
pick...
to like make. I
what
said
did you
something
write?
Like, "Oh, I'm
regards dog frogs."
No, I said something like, "Oh, I see myself being on stage in the future" or something like that. Something corny. He put like. I hope I'm dead or something, and I just cried. Like when I read that like a year ago, because my mum brought it out.
Oh my God!
I remember I videotaped it and sent it to like the group chat, and I was crying. That's my humour to a T. Like that is my like sense of humour.
Is this because this isn't because of the Bunsen burner incident, is it? That you're about
to
tell
us
about?
No, so it wasn't Bunsen burner. Do you remember soldering irons?
Yeah,
he was next to me. And yeah. I, as a kid, I remember thinking, I was just soldering away. And I looked at his arm and I looked at my solder. I don't know why I did it. I just went, fuck you. Put it on his arm. He looked at it. Ah! And I looked dead in his eyes. I went, sorry. My hand slipped. What the fuck is like was wrong with me? I fucking soldered him.
Absolute sociopath.
Yeah, probably back then. I don't know.
The thing is, you know that he's probably just gone on to
molest children.
Well, no, I was going to say be a high earning CEO of a bank or something. No, and then someday down the line, it's going to be like a loan application that you put in. Like, I don't know, oh, I just want to build or extend my conservatory. I'll just go into the local bank and it'll be like, oh, just meet the bank manager.
It'll be cash boy.
And he'll just walk out with a really fucking
impressive
tash. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he'll be like, all right, David, come into my office. And you're like, I don't think I want to. And he'll be reviewing your application.
He'll be jacked as well.
He'll go through all of the application and he'll be like, yeah, okay, cool. All looks good to me. If you could just sign here. And instead of a pen, he just hands you a soldering iron. If you could just sign on your arm with this soldering iron.
Or he says, like, if you could just sign here, and it's just his cock. And I'm like,
gets a soldering iron out. Please sign my cock with this soldering iron.
It's turned into a fucking sadomasochist.
Maybe you lit the fire within him though. Maybe.
Who didn't start the fire?
The first time.
So like, you know, is there anything you did when you was younger? Like, because I like yeah, I did some crazy
like,
weird stuff.
Like,
but then
like
you
bullying. Like bullying at school.
No, I don't want to use that word. I did. No, that was bullying.
I mean, that's like.
I didn't do that regularly. I just like had this one-off like weird like moment, and then it was just like gone away. It's me trying to explain myself. It's gone away. But as I get older, yeah. When you're a kid, your moral compass is so like just naffed up. He's just over the top.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think I ever did any. I don't think I did anything that like properly hurt anybody like that. Maybe. We used to.
I didn't hold it on him.
I know. Like a little. You branded him.
I bet somewhere on
his arm, he's got like a mark.
He remembers that.
The dark mark. every time he touches it, it conjures another little fucking school shooter with a shit tash that comes around his house. Oh my God, I hope I'm dead. That's so bad. I hope I'm dead. Fuck. You did that, mate.
No, like, I honestly, I will like blurt his name out because I'm not going to like, you know, name and shame him because I bet he's got a lovely life now.
Do you remember throwing dog meat at his dad's van?
Oh, you know this as well, don't you? Yeah. We used to go, but I used to hang around with some, you know, it wasn't me. I was just in a bad crowd.
Yeah. There's a bad crowd.
You got to bring up so much stuff. You're like, do you remember when you did this? Remember when you shit up against in a public like
setting? Listen, there's
somebody like on the phone, and you. I remember watching you spread your ass cheeks, and then while they're on the phone in the fucking public toilet, and you shout.
They weren't in the toilet. They were in a phone
in the public
box.
Phone booth.
They were in a phone box, and I ran up next to them and did a shit. Listen. When you're young, your moral compass is slightly skewed. And I thought that somebody watching me shit would be really, 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 really funny.
It was to me. Like,
and I mean, I got the laugh. I got the laugh that I needed.
I think I'd still laugh at that today. If you did that, I'd be like, yo, you've got a kid now. You can't be doing that. Like, but also at the same time.
Also, why are they using a phone box? Like, if they're not. Have they not got a mobile?
Also, what are they doing in a phone box?
The problem is now, like, if I ran up to somebody who was on the phone and did a shit, they would be like, their eyes would just be on their phone. Like, they'd just be scrolling. I could just do a shit next to them. They wouldn't even notice, and then it wouldn't be funny. So the problem is you need to have, like, a shock. You need people to see it in order for it to be good.
I was going to say, segue into, because you said everybody's going to be on their phones.
Yeah.
That's not the future we're looking at, is it, James?
What's the future we're looking at?
It's Apple Vision Pro.
Oh, yeah?
We've seen this.
Yeah, yeah.
It was on the notes.
Yeah, yeah. I have, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen anything to do with the Apple Vision Pro?
Well, I was waiting for you to tell me about it. I thought you were going to educate me.
No, because I want it, but, like, it's $4,000. And there's people walking around with it. And you can, like, watch porn in public and no one would ever know.
How can you... So how does it work? Can you see?
It's like augmented reality.
Can you see around you?
So it's
got
several...
in like an augmented version of where you are.
Well, I'll tell you. Literally wherever you are, it's got like so many sensors and cameras. It will literally just map out things in your world, and you can put like, you know, you could literally imagine a physical screen here that you can just move and pinch, and when you look at it, you can like pinch and move it, and it's all screens everywhere.
Oh my god!
And it fits in with like your reality.
Like you're right. Like so, where? So if
people are going to be wearing these everywhere.
In theory, I'm just going to throw this out there. If you live in like a proper shithole, like I don't know, like Stoke-on-Trent. If you live in Stoke-on-Trent, like a really proper depressing, horrible shithole. Then you could kind of, you know, like you can customize your home screen. You could make Stoke-on-Trent like a less of a shithole in
you could technically, yeah, skin it. So, or you could just turn this little dial that's on the top and just like it fades from reality like into somewhere new, and you're like, oh, I'm now on the moon. Or
honestly, fuck, you could be in Stoke-on-Trent but on the moon.
You could get like life size, like I saw the preview of it, and someone had like a Formula One life size in their front room, and they were just sat there taking it apart.
What?
Yeah, you look around the Formula One car and you can take it apart. You can learn how to like build
right,
a car.
Right.
Not actually.
Yeah, virtual reality. Right. Okay, cool. I don't know how I feel about it.
Like, the thing is, for me, I'll like it for about 4 minutes, and then I'll be like, that's cool. And then I like Andy with his fucking toys. I don't want to play with you anymore. And
just
then
writing just, David on the bottom of it. David.
And the thing is, this is like version 0.1, which is like the headset. You're going to, like, 10 years' time, it's just going to be in Ray-Bans.
I'm...
It's going to be Minority Report, just like this.
I keep joking because I got AirPod Pros.
You love them as well.
This week. Unbelievable, but I keep joking that I go into the metaverse when I plug them in because they're noise cancelling. You put them in your ears and you just sort of go, and you just can't hear anything around you anymore. And like,
after
nobody...
why does it not feel like, for me, I can't wear noise cancelling headphones because I feel like my ears get pressured. Like,
yeah,
like I'm on like
genuinely,
and I don't like it. It feels like I'm on a plane.
I was talking to a colleague about this, and he was like, "I can't wear noise cancelling headphones."
I love the idea of it, but like, it feels like my head's gonna burst.
Well, he said he can't wear them in his house, and I was like, "Why? Like, do you think danger's around every corner?" And he was like, "I'm just in a permanent state of alertness." Like, I don't know what he's needing to be alert for. Like,
I do like to hear the noise around me. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I like open back headphones. You get like open back and closed back, as you probably know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And for gaming, like, what's better is like closed backs.
Yeah.
But like, I like to hear my surroundings as well. So if Leanne like is coming up the stairs, or I hear the door or the doorbell goes, I don't like to be. Like, I don't like to be fully immersed.
If you're there in VR cracking one out and Leanne's coming upstairs with a nice cup of tea.
Then I need to know.
She needs to know.
She said she would generally leave me if I was cracking. When we got the VR, she was like, if you watch VR porn, we're done. Like,
I come upstairs, find you cracking one out in VR.
I don't blame her because, like it is. I just, fucking like. Getting sucked off by Marge Simpson, which one of my friends has actually done.
By Marge Simpson.
No, he bent Marge Simpson over in VR. Just he didn't do it to like jack off, but he's like tried it. Like I think he's tried VR porn, and he also said,
"Mate, how does that work? Like, how can you bend Marge? Because on your end, what tech are you needing other than the goggles? Because surely
no, you're just jelking it. But unless you've got like a machine,
you're just yolking it.
You're just jelking it, man.
Jelking it.
Yeah, unless you've got like a machine,
jelking your little Fandango.
Unless you've got a machine, and then whenever I say machine, I'm always reminded
like a fucking
of
machine.
I'm always reminded of Morpheus when he stands in front of it. He goes, "Machines, remember." When he's telling like his whole community the machines are coming, he goes, "The machines!" And it just makes me laugh, and I don't know why.
Everything is the Matrix.
It is.
Even VR fucking porn.
Dude. So like, you don't know, you can just like, I guess, joke your own fucking chob off. And like...
Joke your chob off!
Yeah. So, but you could have a machine. I've never... Machine! Fucking hell, that's going to be my tick
machine.
Now.
Machine!
Machines! Sorry. Oh, fucking hell. Did it crackle? I hope this is not coming out crackly.
It peakled there.
Oh,
my
well,
God.
I'll fucking sort it out.
Oh, my God. It makes me laugh so much. Like the idea of fucking somebody in VR. I'm like, I could see why people would get into it. Like, what's the film that I'm so bad with names for everything. I'm really sorry, everyone. There's a film, isn't there, which is like it's a gamer. And he lives in this weird world, but like in the game, he's like great. And you wear like a full body suit.
You're on about the book as well.
Yeah, jumper. No, you know what I mean.
It's Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. Thank you very much.
That is a great book and a great film.
Yeah. Mm. But in that, like he full on like has a little flirt with someone, doesn't he? And like rubs the nip.
Yeah, he's got like and a full on bodysuit. That's
wear
the
a
way it's going to be.
Full on bodysuit. Mm. So like when you're yelking Marge Simpson up the batty.
Yeah, that's the way up the batty.
Because
she's got that fucking gyat, dude. She's got that gyat.
So like you're just gonna feel like. It's like rumble so pads, isn't it? On the N64.
Yeah, rumble pads. Like,
put your fucking rumble pack in, lad.
Oh, you used to get like an N64 rumble pack, didn't you? And that was
because before controls vibrated just as standard, you used to have to buy a pack to make them vibrate.
Yeah, the kids are gonna be like, what do you mean?
Yeah, it was fucking.
As a gamer, I have to say,
turn vibrations off just because you get
all
hard.
The time. No,
hard.
No, because I don't like it. And just fucking put it on my gooch sometimes.
Shoot me, daddy.
Shoot me, daddy. that's going to be my new Steam name. Shoot me, daddy.
Shoot me, daddy.
No, at the minute it's clogged and it's that fucking like picture.
Fucking hell. Have you got any AI things you want us to make? Write in. I feel like I want to tell people that we've recorded a bunch of these before we've actually put anything out.
What do you mean?
Because I want some audience engagement, and I want to be like, hey, we're talking to you and we acknowledge you and you know, we think you're valid as a person too, and we want you to tell us about your experiences with jobs and bosses, and hey, tell us about your life so we can regurgitate that as content of our own. And we can depress CEO you in reverse. But, you know, we haven't got any of that yet because nobody said anything about this because only a handful of people know that it exists. No, they will do.
I'll tell you that.
You fucking will do.
I'm just looking at our our subjects.
Oh, yeah.
And I really want to know, actually.
We've done some prep, guys. We're getting, do you know what I mean? We're getting really professional.
I like this. Like, we are like flowing now. I'm really relaxed and comfortable.
Yeah.
I want to ask you because this one intrigued me.
Yeah, okay.
The comments on this are the most desperate attempt to be wholesome ever, and it's like a chill out jazz house music mix, and it looks like two people in like a cozy like vinyl. I can see there's vinyl on the wall here.
Oh my
and it's a
God.
YouTube video of them doing probably an hour or so mix, and then the comments are just.
Oh my God.
So explain to me why. Did this irk you a little bit, this comment section on this YouTube video?
Something came up on YouTube this morning when I was just sort of on there, and it was like recommended for you. And it's like an hour's jazz.
Was it not? Was it a good set?
Do you know what, mate? I made it about 3 minutes into the set, and I'll tell you for why. They're like, hey guys, my name is Maria Coco Melon or something like that. We're coming to you from our flat in Luxembourg. And we're just going to play for you an hour of chill jazz vibes. And today we're going to be making pancakes. And I went, sorry, what?
What, you come for a mix and a pancake?
So
a bong and a blitz.
They start the mix. It's like two people.
They
look like they have the most wholesome life. I bet they, you know, but they never have more than three drinks. Never, ever racking coke off a stripper's arsehole. Never doing
Maybe
any
do
of
ketamine,
that shit.
Though.
Nah, they're just, do you know what? They've had a really nice life. They've never had to deal with any real problems. They've really dealt with them.
Or they're
masking it like fuck.
Okay.
They've taken all their demons. They've like, you know, made peace with them. And listen, guys, what we do now is we play wholesome jazz on one side. And then on the other side, one of them's in the kitchen and they're making food. And this week it's pancakes, guys.
Do they have a camera? Like
They have a split camera setup. So they have multiple camera angles on the mix. And then they also have multiple camera angles on the fucking
on the pancake
on the pancake mix. So it's the mix in a mix.
That's sick though.
But why is it good?
I kind of like that idea.
Listen,
it's
right,
like when I wanted you to DJ and me game. Yeah. I think that's such a cool
idea.
So
listen, I'm not saying that it's a bad idea. I'm intrigued by it as a concept.
What are the comments?
Let me get there.
Okay.
Right. I love it as a concept. Why do I like it? It's fucking ridiculous. It's somebody DJing while somebody else makes pancakes. It makes absolutely no sense. Why is it good, though? Why is it good? Because I think it's good. And I'm like, fuck, I'm going to watch the shit out of this. I'm going to watch this. But why do I want to watch that? It's somebody making pancakes while somebody DJs. It's fucking ridiculous.
Mm.
It's so wholesome. Why is it so wholesome?
Did they put the pancake on the vinyl?
Scratching it.
Maybe this they is the sound of this pancake, and they just like place the needle. It gets all fucking...
Just like, you know, like playing the pancakes music. You know, like they're fucking free-range hens that get like piped music to them and everything.
Somebody plug things
into mushrooms.
So they're
happy before they die. Exactly. I bet those pancakes tasted so fucking lovely, and I bet everything about that was so lovely.
Was it just so... Was it too nice for you?
It was just too wholesome. I was like, one of you rip a big fat fucking line off that countertop and start getting real weird and have an argument with each other towards the end, because this is too wholesome. Not real. It's not real. Like,
like those DJ sets. You seen that one? And we'll go back to the comments because I really want to hear the comments. But you ever seen those like Berlin like raves on a train? Like, boom,
yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. It's like dun, dun, dun. And it's just like, and it's a train. And you look on the outside, it's actually on tracks. And then when you go on the inside, it's like boom, 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 boom. Dun, 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 dun. And it's like a long ass train.
Listen,
that's my vibe.
I'm all about DJ sets in weird places. Or like, but and for some
like
reason.
Toilets and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd love to do a set on a fucking bog.
There's...
I've always liked some of them.
There's a club in Bristol called Bog Bristol that keep doing these like streams. It's a bit like Boiler Room, but a bit more fun. Because I think Boiler Room is so fucking tryhard now. But one thing that annoyed me the most about this video is it's so fucking wholesome, and then so are the comments. And this comment just pissed me off so much. It's like, this has got 577 likes as well. My girlfriend broke up with me some weeks ago. On the first days, I couldn't concentrate to work. Having this video on my other screen give me the energy to keep on working. Now I listen this one and your other videos without sadness and with just so much energy. Thank you, guys. And I went, you wholesome fuck! Shut the fuck up! I hate you! Why the fuck? Why? How have you found happiness in this video? So much happiness. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve it.
I get it. Like, I get, like, it's just too, it's a bit...
All of it was just so...
It's just wet, isn't it?
Oh,
it's a bit wet.
All the comments are just like, thank you, guys. Thank you. Where are the people telling them to fuck off?
I shall do that for you now.
Fuck off, you wholesome cunt.
I'm like, stop masking.
Yeah.
You're miserable.
Stop masking.
I bet as soon as that fucking live stream went off. You mixed that wrong, Jonathan. What do you mean I mixed that wrong?
I bet you're beating each other behind the scenes.
What do you mean? You mixed the wrong BPMs, Jonathan.
Listen,
what do you
mean,
Sandra? I did not mix them wrong. You mixed them wrong. Out of that, you fucking bitch.
Look, listen, I wish I was a wholesome, lovely person, but I can't see the world.
Man. I don't.
I can't see the world.
Wholesome.
Like that.
I just view it through the lens of just.
Hey,
that's cool.
Oh, that's cute. Listen, great idea, great video. I've even subscribed. I will probably watch them.
You subscribed? I don't go that far, mate.
I'll probably watch them. I can't wait for the Valentine's Day one.
Right. So, talking of like you say wholesome comments, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is complete the opposite. Complete.
Okay.
Like, it's just a bit, like, so this Instagram is called CC_unsilenced.
Right.
And feel free if you guys want to check this out. This, I don't want to misgender them, but this person puts their, you know, outfits online. And honestly, wholesome content, like literally just wholesome content.
Right.
They put themselves online.
Yeah.
Every single comment is savage. And I'm like, what? Like, this person, she, he, they don't.
Why do you continue to post content?
Like, don't pay. Like, one of the comments, I'm just reading. Don't pay attention to any of the positive comments. Guys, stop with the fat shaming comments. I can't like them all. Is that lesbian Peter Griffin? It is. Honestly, this one is just hate from North Sentinel Island.
Wow.
This one is, he sold me fentanyl. It is just constant berating of just like, what did this person deserve? Why? You put yourself on the internet.
That makes me feel bad.
Well,
but you know what? That content annoys me less than people being like, hey guys, we're just going to make some pancakes today and have a nice wholesome jazzy mix.
I'm just fascinated by the internet is such a savage place.
Like
a savage world.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Do you remember your first hateful comment? I remember mine. And I remember thinking, I've got to toughen up.
What, like me receiving a hateful comment?
Yeah, I remember my first one.
I've had so many, man.
I remember my first one and I remember thinking, oh, that hurt. And then remember going, okay, I got to really, after that I navigated it okay, that's just a person on the internet. I remember mine to a T.
Go on then.
Tell
me.
I was doing parkour in when I used to do parkour.
Yeah, yeah.
And free running was a thing back in the late 2000s, wasn't it, or something like that. I don't know. And I was doing tricks in my back garden, and I did this backflip. It was called a moon kick gainer thing or whatever. And I had my top off.
Oh, yeah.
And I just barely landed it. And the top comment was maybe if you lost some weight, you'd land it better.
Jesus Christ. You fat fucking lesbian Peter Griffin looking like.
And I remember being like, oh shit, dude, that one sucked. That was one of my first hateful comments. And I remember, if I'm going to put myself out there,
now,
you have to be prepared. Like, I'm the same with this person.
Yeah.
You got it. Like, the internet will just take your shit and just twist it up. Like, you could be a meme. You don't even know. You could be a meme tomorrow.
I am. And I think I'm a meme.
Have you got your own meme template?
I got battered by the far right because I went on some I went on this TV show.
Wait, what?
I went on this TV show, Victoria Derbyshire, and it was a Brexit debate, and they were people for Brexit on one side and people against Brexit on the other.
Well, what side were you on?
I was on the against Brexit side, and they were like, "What? So what are your what are your reasons for being against Brexit?" And mine was real simple. It was I just think that everything works better as a unit, and the closer relationship we have with other countries, the better, because it'd be good for shipping, trading, and international relations or whatever. It wasn't a particularly political argument. It was just a simple one. And then on the other side, everyone was really angry because it's Brexiters. They're so angry and purple, in the face from being angry. And this other guy was proper just fucking, I said that, and this other guy just went in with a proper aggressive argument and just railed off at me, basically.
Weird thing to get angry at as well, you just want to be a bit more inclusive and together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then somebody just absolutely loses, what do you mean?
So I was being wholesome, you see. I was being wholesome. I was playing jazz. I was making pancakes. And this guy on the other side just absolutely, he just wanted to scream and shout and just be really fucking angry. And he just went off on one. And then a couple of days later, just a bunch of people kept sending me this clip that had gone mad viral from it was called Britain Now or something like that. Some stupid fucking far right page, basically. And they'd shared it, and they were basically the guy that was speaking for Brexit was black. So they were like, even this guy can see sense, which is so...
That's racist. That's actually racist in itself. That's essentially him saying, I'm not racist.
Yeah,
Friends who are black people. Exactly. Oh, okay, dude.
But that...
Even that guy. What do you mean this guy, dude? What do you mean?
Exactly. It was like...
These fucking imbeciles.
The video is titled something like stupid lefty woke hipster cunt gets taken down by a black guy or something like that. And I was like, it sounds like a porno. I'm not going to lie. It sounds like a porno, but it was, I was like, not embarrassed when it went, when it was going around, but I was like, all the comments on it from like people that were like so pro Brexit and just hardcore British, like, if you don't fucking like it, you should fuck off somewhere else. I was like, I'm not saying, well, I don't like it. I'm just saying, think it would be cool if we was,
if we just all, if got we just, along,
if we stayed in the,
if
same,
we stayed, if, hey, we all just,
you know, the thing, hey, that we've had for the last 30 years. What about if that just stays the same?
No, what about if we just,
no harm,
of,
no foul.
Hey,
mates, eh?
Hey, well, everything turned out okay, and Brexit was a massive success. Oh, so.
Yeah. Nothing negative happened.
Nothing negative happened. So they were
at all. You
were
all
well
right.
Within their right.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was quite.
I tell you what,
a savage time.
You know what? I'm going to do something for you now.
Yeah, what's that, mate?
You, in the next election, you can have my vote.
Oh, thanks, mate.
So whatever you vote for, I vote for.
Oh, mate, that's nice.
Yeah. I discussed this with Leanne's dad, and he did the classic. So I'm like, I don't know. Like, at this point, like, I think everybody's the same. And he goes, well, you just waste your vote. And I was just like, well, I'm going to give it away then.
I bet. How annoyed did that make him?
Oh, very.
Has he got I'm gauging from the way that he's reacting.
He likes Jack Reacher, so.
Yeah, I'm gauging from the way that he's reacting. He's got a particular political persuasion.
I think he like wanted to. He did vote for Brexit, but I also now think he does think, oh shit,
it was the wrong thing.
Yeah, but he's not like, he's also not that proud. He's actually quite a
regrets it.
Yeah, he's quite a screwed. Like,
he's got
screwed.
He's regrets it.
I think he's a
regret.
I think he's got regrets. I think he's regressed.
Listen, I don't blame anybody that voted for Brexit because it was sold.
I can't. Do you
know what, Jim?
I don't even remember what I voted for. I can't tell you.
I was having a particularly bad time around that point in my life. I was going through some shit, and the Brexit vote was something I think I ended up like getting really passionate about because it was just, it was something that I clung on to shout about, to hide other shit that's going on in my lives.
Oh,
other shit that was going on
that's
in my
deep.
Life. Mate, for sure. But it was like, it was a nice distraction. So I was like, I can get really like riled up about this and like chat to people about this. And like, I think that was when I learned to not argue with people on the internet because it just gets you absolutely nowhere.
Wasted.
It gets you absolutely nowhere. Wasted. And it's just so stupid. And I was a gobshite around that time. And loads of people just got bored of me talking about it. And you were fantastic, actually. I'll tell this story.
Inquisitive. I like listening. So.
We went on holiday that year, and I was like, I was in such a weird place.
Oh,
and
was that when you got drunk
like,
and stuff?
You were with like, you were with Leanne.
Yeah,
we were with other friends, and like they're all in couples, and I was sort of there on my own, which is absolutely fine. And like, I love you guys dearly, but I was in such a weird place. And I was like, I just didn't really want to hang out with any of you, I don't think. But I didn't really want to hang out with anybody. I didn't really want to hang out with myself. And I remember on the train on the way there, like you, I was just getting wound up about Brexit and stuff. And I can't remember, there was no reason to it whatsoever. I was just irritated at life, I think. And like the position that I was in at that time, just very depressed and like fucking full-on CEO'd, mate. But you,
full-on CEO'd.
You, like, as any good friend should, you just fucking doubled down. And I can't remember what you, I think you said, you, I think you told me you voted for Brexit just to wind me up, and I got so annoyed. And you were like, come on, mate, I didn't really. And I was like, oh, he's done me there. But I was like, I got so wound up about it all that I forgot.
I wouldn't do that. That's the weird thing.
I forgot you can make a joke about it, but I think you would because you did it in a way that was like,
I don't know. Like if I felt like you were passionate about it. Like I used to poke like a lot, but now I don't.
You were playing with me though. You were reminding me that it was like a humor in the situation, and that was actually at the time I was like, He's done me there. He's
my personal opinion of it all, like none of it matters. Like anybody you like, anybody you get into power, I think the system needs changing. And until that does, I'm not going to vote.
Yeah, there you go, guys. System needs changing. Change the system.
And I love when people say, "Oh, then Suggest it. I'm like, I'm not the guy for the job. You look me in the eye and tell me this is not a fucked up system we have. It's crazy.
Of course it is.
It's crazy.
It's bizarre. I think you said it in a previous episode. It's like when you go on the internet and you learn about how much you've just been lied to with everything that you think is oh, we're going to war. It's for this reason. And you go, okay, cool. If they're saying it, it must be true. And then you go, actually, hold on. None of it's really true, is it? It's all just posturing shit. And my mate, who will remain nameless, works for the government and is like an economist and stuff. So when the government, whichever government's in power, puts stuff through, they go, okay, we want to put this policy in place. You have to make it happen. And here's how we want it doing. And they're like, this is the reasoning for it. And he's like, basically, if it's going to cost the country money, you have to have a reason for doing it that's like a good reason to do it. And he's like, and a lot of the time, they don't provide a good reason. They just kind of go, because this is this and this is this. And one of the ones recently was like the childcare hours or something like that. And the reasoning that they provided was something along the lines of, you know, it'll be good. It'll allow people to spend more time at home. And he was like, it could have been like, it would allow more mothers to work, which will boost the economy. That's a good reason. It'll allow people to spend more time at home working on their homes and in their houses. It's not how it works, is it? Because they've made life so expensive. Anyway, this is boring shit.
No, I was listening.
I don't know.
I'm not surprised whatsoever. They're all monkeys.
Yeah, and I think the more that I realise that the people that run the country are imbeciles and completely fucking clueless when it comes to the woes of the everyman, the more I'm like, I don't feel too
bad.
He's
the old fucking, what is his name? I don't know the name of any of it because I could not give a shit.
Yes.
What's his name?
Who?
Who hammered the fucking thing sideways? The video of him.
I've not seen it.
Our Prime Minister or something.
Oh, Rishi Sunak?
Yeah, Sunak.
Oh,
is he our, by the way, is he our Prime Minister?
Yes, he's our Prime Minister.
I honestly
couldn't give a shit.
I am that. I'm more interested in what's happening in America because it's an absolute clown fest over
there. He's been so...
Did you see him not hitting the hammer sideways?
I haven't seen that clip of him.
And everybody's
now,
like, oh my God, he can't even use a hammer. And yeah. It's so funny.
But he's like... he's quite obviously not a man of the people because he's not. He's like... He is richer than the Queen. Like, he's richer than the royal family on paper.
How?
Because he's married like a multi-billionaire wife. So
I need
his,
one of those.
His personal wealth is like more than the
Leanne, make me millions.
Not more than the
multi-billion.
The royal family will have like more in assets and stuff, but actually I think in the bank he's richer than like it'll be the king now. And There's a thing I've got to say to you about the
king. All right.
I cannot stop thinking about his arsehole.
What?
Because the king, at time of recording, has been diagnosed with cancer.
But no, is he really?
Yeah. But also, like...
See, I don't like the royal family. I don't wish fucking cancer on the guy.
No. But also, last week, the king put out a thing being like, "Hello, gentlemen. You should all go and get your prostate checked." So the king's basically calling for all men to get fingered, which, you know, fair enough.
So he's got prostate cancer.
But I mean, I don't know. But I'm like, surely there's a correlation between the two. Last week he's calling for men to get their arsehole checked. This week I've got cancer. So for the last week I've been like, the king gets his arsehole fingered.
Yeah.
And I'm imagining it like. Like somebody out there
has fingered
somebody
our
out there has been like, okay, Charles, if you could just bend over and think of the queen. Don't think of your mum. Think of yourself, because you know what she's like. Think of England or whatever. Think of the queen. Think of the king.
Think of yourself. Who are you gonna think of? Think of Mr. Blobby. That's what I would
think of. Harry's real dad.
Whoa.
Well, okay, and this might be a little bit cold, Charlie boy.
God save the king, huh?
Can you fit? What if you know, like while he's testing the prostate, is like milked Charles, made him come?
Like, I'm not surprised. You're probably into some weird
Charles
shit.
Like, oh, Windsor,
when you've got that much money and power, like, how much... I think you're into such weird fucking sadistic shit.
Basically, if you're the medical professional that fingered the king...
Get in touch.
I want to know about, like, the experience. And I know GDPR and that, but surely you can talk about the king's arsehole, especially if he, you know...
Imagine putting, like... I'd put, like, a 50p pence up there. Like, of the queen as well. That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
God save the queen.
God save the queen. God
save the... That's such a jagged edge. 50 pence
is a big one, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Imagine, like,
God.
Putting it flat in with your thumb.
Oh.
Not, like, sideways. Like, oh, sorry if I fucking peeped. How long we done? Do your time.
We've got 10 minutes left, mate. Don't you worry about it. It's all good. It's all good. But yeah, I can't stop thinking about it. And I'm like, somewhere out there, a doctor's come home from their day at work. Long day as well, probably, I imagine, a doctor. Maybe, probably, they're definitely private, aren't they? Do you reckon?
Mate, he's got someone coming to their house. Yeah, for sure they do. So they don't have the pleb doctors that we have.
I'm the royal doctor. Like, you know, comes
they're
over.
On fucking the big bucks as well.
But imagine I just imagine them coming home from work. Oh, what rough day, dear. You don't know the half of it. I had to finger the king today.
He made me do it. What? No, he made me do it.
No, what? Just
finger the king.
Finger the king. Come on in.
Coming in and finger the king.
Arsehole on a lovely, lovely red velvet cushion, and he's just.
She wore blue velvet.
Because the king's not on like your average Joe like medical bed, is he? It's like you know, like Tyson Fury's babies don't have like the average crib. They're like, and he's the gypsy king. So you look at his baby's cribs and it's
God
like
save
everything's
the gypsy king as well.
God save our gypsy
king. I
long
would prefer
live
him.
Our gypsy
I would
king.
Prefer Tyson Fury to be our king for sure.
I mean, can the king be put to a vote? Right, you know, like we vote for Brexit and politicians. Can we vote for our royal family anyway?
I mean, I think so.
That's an aside. Long live our gypsy king. God, that was a bit of a. That looked like a Nazi salute. It wasn't. I was just getting into it.
Don't worry.
I'll
blur it out. I'll blur your arm.
Please blur it out.
I'll replace it with like a plank of wood or something.
Yeah, I don't want people to think this is a far right podcast. Just because I've been featured on a far right Facebook channel. Anyway,
I didn't know that. That's fantastic.
But I can't keep thinking. I just keep thinking about Charles getting his prostate checked.
I just think it's a regular bloke. I don't see them as like, you know, I don't see, like. It's just a bloke.
But no other, we've not heard about any other king's arseholes being fingered, have we? Ever in history.
Only by boys, probably. Like, come on. Like, it's so,
like young,
so seedy.
Young boys.
Yeah, it's going to be, isn't it? It's the fucking debauchery world of fucking Hollywood and the royal family.
The Hollywood,
they're all fucking. You know loads about
Hollywood. How much do you know about the royal family?
Oh, loads, mate. Can you won't believe.
Tell me the Patreon.
Yeah, we'll do actually.
Yeah,
yeah. There's going to be a new exclusive. Let's call it the Dungeons of the Royal Family. The Royal Family Dungeons. The Royal Family Dungeon Podcast. What are we going to name this one? We're going to name it.
This episode.
Fingering the King.
Fingering the King, yeah. Why not?
Fingering the King.
Sure.
Is there any other podcast? Like, because you put some in there and I was like, oh, I need to ask him about that.
Well, I mean, have you got any things that you want to talk about? You put something
right.
In there
so Leanne,
yes. Oh yeah, tell me about
revealed
this.
Revealed to me,
yeah,
last night that she, and she's gonna hate me fucking saying this,
right?
Because she kept this a secret from me
for how many years?
I don't. I think it might be a year. I think it might be an actual year. But she, with people that she wants removed from her life,
yeah,
she will. You know, not like she don't wish death upon them or anything like that. Just like if someone annoyed them, like maybe it'd be like a work colleague or like someone that's really like really pissed her off or something.
Yeah,
she will get their name. She'll write on a piece of paper and put it in the freezer.
Just in a box or form of she has a name box
in the vegetable sausage box, which made me howl because she put them in there, like vegetarian frozen sausage box, because I would never look in there, and she is completely right. I never once...
So have you gone through and found a box full of names?
I wouldn't, no, because she told me this,
and then in the vegetarian sausage box.
She went, please, I went, if I go in there now, is it going to be like a bunch of scrunched up papers? And she was like, yeah, She apparently it's a apparently it's a spell.
Don't look at my shame.
Apparently it's a spell. She's fucking insane.
She witchy. She's a bit proper, witchy.
Yeah, yeah, she's witchy. Yeah, yeah. She's a bit of a witch.
Crystals and that.
She loves the crystals. Yeah, crystal, I bought her a crystal book, which she never fucking reads, crystal which pisses me off. Like, and she said, well, it works. And I was like, well, how do you know? She goes, well, two of those people, not in my life dead. Anymore. Dead. And I was like, what? No, she didn't say dead. No, she just, and you could look this up. I did Google afterwards. Apparently it is a spell that if you, you know, and I'm trying to keep an open mind.
Any witches, wizards, and muggles out there, get in touch with your spells. Let us know how we can remove people
from our lives. What do you think of that? Like, if you're, your missus Billers, like, I've been putting, you know. I want to believe that there are spells and magic and things like that, but I just can't. I'm too logical. I'm like, well, that's never going to work, is it?
Yeah, I'm quite a spiritual person. Like, I do believe. So,
I believe some things happen for a reason.
And I believe, like, the. I believe if you put good stuff out there, good stuff tends to come back. But I feel like that often reflects your kind of circle of people. I don't know. And
why
what
are most, and I'm sorry, and this might be sexist, but most bitches be crazy. Like in some
it's
form.
It's sexist if you call them bitches.
In some, oh, well, yeah, sorry, I do. Bitches be crazy. That's the saying though. Like, but there's like scales. There's like cute, and I do. Leanne's like a cute crazy. Yeah. Like it's like ah. Oh, but I
does she charge her crystals in the moonlight?
Yep,
my wife
she does all
that.
Yep.
And I was like,
what is a wife? Like, what was it?
It's a full moon tonight. Got to charge. Better charge my.
It's a full moon. Yeah, that's another one.
Better charge
my
crystals.
They love it, don't they? Do you know what? I wish I was into it,
but
I just
like,
can't.
But she doesn't. My wife doesn't do anything with her crystals afterwards. She doesn't wear them. So I'm like, that's a fully charged.
Well, just,
that's like
fully
a fully
charged.
Charged that's a fully
your
charged crystal.
When
that.
You hold the two ends,
yeah, just fucking poking the arsehole and the tip of it, going, that's a fully charged crystal. What are you going to do with it? I don't know. Just leave it in the box until the next full moon. But I'm like, that's like my stepmom's got an iPad that she doesn't use. She'll get it out, fully charge it, put it in the drawer. It'll die. And I'm like, but it's not being used. Why? So is that the same with a crystal? Like, does it? Does its charge
By the
just
way,
deplete?
Do you have an Apple Pen?
I don't have an
for
Apple
anybody
Pen.
Listening.
Apple Pen Island.
Make sure you charge it because if you don't, for about
just dies.
If you don't for about, I think a month, or you forget about it, gone.
Fubar.
Not replaceable.
Like, dead.
Not it. You can't even take it to Apple and say because Apple specifically say, "Oh, make sure you keep it charged."
Charge your pencil.
Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? And that's it. It's gone now. I can't get a refund. I can't get a battery replacement. That is it. Apple just say, deal with it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? We paid Leanne paid like £120 for this fucking Apple Pen. And she can't use it anymore because we forgot to charge it for a month. Are you having a laugh, Apple? You fucking rip off.
Are you
merchant.
Having a laugh? Are you having a laugh? Is he having a laugh?
Genuinely,
that's though.
That's insanity.
It is insanity. But genuinely, I just to tie into that, I worry because at the moment I'm getting increasing amounts of adverts for Viagra on my social media.
That's odd.
I get a lot of Viagra adverts.
What have you been saying?
Genuinely, I've never ever Googled Viagra or looked up Viagra.
I'm going to see if my
I keep getting so there. Many adverts for Hymns.
You got a limp dick, mate.
No.
Limp biscuit.
No, I haven't got a limp dick
you got a
yet.
Limp dick,
I haven't got a limp dick yet, but all these adverts are making me worry so much that I'm like, I need to make sure that I continue to use my dick. So like, as in charging it, very much like an Apple Pencil.
Charging your penis.
Well, I'm like, if I leave it for too many days, am I going to struggle? Is it not going to come back? So, like, I feel like I have to charge.
You're just looking for excuses.
No. I'm not a sex addict. No, I'm not a sex addict. No,
no, I didn't say that.
No, I'm not a sex addict at all. But I feel like I need to make sure, I need to test at least twice daily that it's still charged. At least that it still charges. In fact, I might need to check it in a minute. And 21 seconds. But honestly, genuinely, I feel like, is Apple just being like, look, this is for the fellas out there. Keep your pencil charged. Is it
no,
a euphemism?
No, they just want more money from us.
I want more money.
I watched the film Blackberry, by the way. Have you ever seen that film?
Is it about the Blackberry?
The Blackberry. You remember Blackberry?
Mate, so many fucking films at the minute. There's a film about the guy who invented Red Hot Cheetos or whatever, the Flaming Cheetos.
Whoa, what's that? I want to watch that.
There's a, but But why do we want to watch these films about these people? Have you seen
Red Hot Cheetos? Have you ever had the American ones? Not the ones you get from English, the American shop.
Yeah,
the
they're fucking
ones.
Spicy as fuck.
And they stain your fingers.
Yeah.
I love them.
But they're the ones that he invented. But this, the story's interesting.
It's actually like the guy...
Fuck, why is the story interesting?
It's like... That,
why do I like watching shit? Why do I like all this
stupid
stuff?
What's that one with Pepsi? Wrinkles, and he wanted a plane or something. And they said, give me one plane.
Oh my God, that documentary is so fucking batshit mental.
It's good.
But it's so watchable. Why do I like so much
shit?
The
Last Dance. Michael Jordan and...
Yeah, I mean, that's different. That's watching like sporting legends, isn't it? Is it different?
How about the ring pull thing? But the film Blackberry is amazing. I really liked it. Cool, 7 out of 10.
Have you seen the Michael Jordan movie that's about Air Jordans?
Yes, Jordan.
Yeah. I mean, that's... Really good. That's fucking...
I don't know why they decided to not ever show Michael's face. I do know the reason, because the director, whoever he was, said, like, I felt like nobody could replace Michael, so therefore I couldn't show his face if he wasn't going to do it. So it's like...
It's a bit like, yeah. I mean,
it was just a bit weird whenever his back was turned to the camera. It just looked a bit off, but... by the by. I like that film.
Yeah,
it was really good.
I enjoyed that film as well, but why did I like it? It's about a shoe. Like, it's...
Or just any shoe.
Not just any shoe, but I mean, like, that's
Air
like
Jordans, dude.
That's capitalism.
Jordan ones, dude.
That's it's like it's
and you know,
like
after that film,
glorified,
I wanted a pair. I was like, fuck, dude.
Glorified capitalism, isn't it?
Yeah, and now it's beamed into my elbows, and now I want to get it.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. And
fucking,
I have to curb my
they're
addiction.
They're selling to you the whole time that you're watching it. You're like
down your throat.
Oh fucking hell! The guy that runs Nike, sir, what a lovely man. He just loves running. He just fucking runs around and, you know, like he's taking a real chance here. He's taking financial risk.
When you think of, when I tell, like, say to you, Blackberry, what, like, kind of person
Why are
you
saying
think?
It like that? Isn't it Blackberry? Like, do you not, isn't it, why are you saying Black?
I think earlier
why
when
are
I was talking,
saying Blackberry?
Earlier when I was talking about it, I went Blackberry. and I'm making sure I pronounce it, because Softy went, what? What are you saying right now? I said, I watched a new film, Blackberry. And he went, what are you? And he's like, are you having a stroke? And I was like, no. So now I'm making sure I'm saying Blackberry. So like, when you see Blackberries. When you see Blackberries, do you... what kind of person do you envision having a Blackberry? Blackberry.
It reminds me of all my housemates at uni, because they all got Blackberries and had Blackberries, and they were like, hey, BBM me, yo. And I'd be
BBM.
Like, mate, I...
Big have, black...
big black message.
Big black... BBMs, dude.
I think it was just short for Blackberry Messenger.
Oh, like, I mean, they're so fucking... And then when Apple came out and everyone was like...
Oh, my...
I mean,
mate.
If you watch a film, everyone was like, oh, fucking touchpad. Like, when they're going to get rid of it? Yeah, right.
I mean, I got an iPhone relatively early.
I
2009.
Did as well.
2009.
I think mine was the 3G. I think that's when
I
went in. Mine when
was,
did you dip into
two,
the,
I was a year... I think I was a year later than you. I think I was 2009, because I was at uni and I lost my phone and I just went into the phone shop and I was like, I'm just going to get an iPhone because...
Oh, fucking hell. Just everybody's...
They've had me ever since. Mine was the...
Well, I've switched.
iPhone 3.
I went back to Android for a bit. And then I'll get bored of this and go back to Android again. Yeah. I just like to flip. I like to see what's on the other side every now and again. My conclusion is, like, if you want a phone just for a phone and just to like get an iPhone, it just works.
Yeah.
It just works. if you want to customize it a little bit more,
you want to mod it, play around a bit,
get an Android.
Yeah.
Well, not these days.
Are you a mod or a flawed?
Are you a mod or flawed?
Show me a Blackberry. Show me a Blackberry.
Show me a Blackberry.
Get your Blackberry out.
And a Blackberry.
Show me a Blackberry.
I thought if Blackberries is like were kind of catered to, you know, businessmen and stuff like that. But
yeah, I mean, depressed CEOs probably all have Blackberries. Let us know. Did you have a Blackberry? Did you BBM your friends? I think the novelty of them was like, oh, hey, when they first came out, it was like the first phone that could do email, wasn't it? So it's
that's
like
the whole film.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can do my emails on my phone. And now we're all fucking enslaved to the endless stream of emails that come through my inbox every fucking day. Honestly, I don't need every offer that you've got. Send me one email a week.
What's
I'll
yours?
Probably even read it.
What's yours on? Mine's on 7,000.
Unbelievable. Don't do it to me. You make me feel sick.
Mine's on 7,263. Mine's sat on there.
Mine's
can't
on
get rid of it.
14 emails. 14.
How I can't. No, I've just got multiple emails that's just never,
I
it's
just,
never
I
ends.
Clear it out, lads. Clear it out.
How do, at this point, can how you, do I
you,
clear it out?
You can
at
read
this
all,
point,
can't
how?
You? Can't you read all?
Yeah, but what if this message is in there that I need to genuinely read?
I am a Nigerian prince and I am giving you $10 million.
Fucking hell.
That was such a good Welsh accent.
$10 million.
Anyway, circle back.
Yes, guys.
End
it
of episode.
It has been absolutely fantastic to chat to you. Oh. We're going to circle back next week and have a... If you want to pop in, have a quick chat.
Yeah, if you want to send any stories or anecdotes or things you want us to create in AI for you that you can find in the pipes to depressedceospodcast@gmail.com.
That's actually live now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's live, baby.
Thank you for listening.
Follow us on all socials, Depressed CEOs Podcast. Thank you for listening. See you later.
Goodbye.